So these PDF dropshipping ads are everywhere right now. Everyone's selling a course on how to do it. John and I got curious, is this actually viable or is this bullshit? So instead of talking about it, we're just gonna do it. All right, let me start off, John. I'm just gonna show you a few that I've seen. I've clicked on a few. Let me show you what I got. All right, so I found a PDF farming generate leads and sales via PDF farming. The next one's called the PDF method, how I made $105,000 in 90 days with a 34-page PDF written by AI in under 2 hours. That's a pretty powerful headline there. This one's called digital dropshipping, how I make $2,749 to $4,595, that's very specific, per day with AI-generated digital dropshipping products that take 60 minutes to create and deliver 95% profit margins. This sounds a little fantastical. I would say the last one I found was from, I'd like to call him a friend, Mike Dillard. I met him in a mastermind. We chatted for a while. He's my friend. Mike Dillard has Your First 500. So his is much less fantastical than some of these headlines. It's here's how we're going to create a simple digital product and make your first $500 online. To me, that sounds more realistic. But in the end, they're all teaching the same thing. So have you been seeing these ads? That's my first question. Have you been seeing them?
Oh, my God, for so long. Actually, not for so long. This has definitely popped up for me. You know, if I'm on Facebook or Instagram or wherever, I see these ads. Obviously, because I'm one of the drop shipping guys, like actual drop shipping physical products. And so, yeah, I mean, I've been seeing these for a long time. And obviously, as you know, just from a, like, I love a good business opportunity, right? For sure. And I love thinking about it. Does it actually work? Does it not work? When you've been in this space for a long time, like the online marketing space, we've obviously been here for more than a decade. We've seen a lot of different things come and go over the years. It's kind of like every year there's a hot thing, you know, that gets pumped for a while and then disappears shortly thereafter. This seems to be one of those. And every time you see it, I'm kind of like, yeah, but does it actually work? Like how easy is it actually? Because I mean, let's be real, the marketing around these current ones, yeah, it's pretty big promises, if I'm honest with you. You know, making $4,000 a day at 95% profit margins, I mean, that would be a pretty awesome business. I'm not going to lie, if you had it running at that level. And so the obvious question is it bullshit? Is it not? And we thought we should test it. But yeah, it caught my attention initially just because they've kind of, the people who are marketing these products, they kind of co-opt the term dropshipping a lot, right? So they've turned it into this idea of digital dropshipping, which I guess is the new spin on it, right? And obviously being a dropshipping guy and somebody who loves dropshipping physical products, you know, that piques my curiosity. And, you know, obviously looking into it, you can see quite from the start that this is not something new. So I want to be clear about that. People have been selling digital information products online almost since the start of the public internet. Like this is actually how many of the big marketers that you see today, you called out Mike Dillard, he's a online marketing OG, guys like Frank Kern, you know, like tons of other guys. This is literally how they got their start online, right? Selling digital products made with, you know, a certain amount of time investment or whatever for, you know, not expensive prices online. Like this is not new at all. It's just been, like many things online, repackaged with a new name, PDF farming, digital dropshipping. It sounds like something new. And you can see with using the term digital dropshipping, who they're going after. They're going after the people who tried physical product dropshipping, probably looking to get rich quick. That didn't work for them because, of course, it doesn't work like that. But those people are still around looking for the next thing, the next shiny object for them to jump on online to make some fast money and make $4,000, you know, at 95% profit margins. And so I think it's a clever co-opting of, once again, another term. So putting two things together from a marketing and psychology perspective. I mean, it's taking advantage of people who don't know any better, but you know, it's interesting from that perspective. So that's really, you know, why it stood out to me, I think.
You know what other really famous internet marketer has done this before, John?
Who?
This guy. Check this out, man. Back when I ran Shop Tiny Houses with Corey, we created the ultimate composting toilet guide. We put it on Amazon. We had it on our website. And it sold, believe it or not. This is simply like your best composting toilet article, right? With a bunch more information. Like, it's all the questions you're answering for customers, but people, they wanted this information. We actually did okay with this. I'm not going to say we made $4,595 at a 95% profit margin every day, but yeah, that was my first attempt at a digital product long before you and I came together and you know, brought dropship breakthrough to the masses, right? And so this idea was appealing to me for that reason. Like, you create it once, you sell it. I've helped a buddy create some ebooks as well, a little bit different, right? He was using Amazon Kindle, but same sort of idea. He created Backyard Chickens, I believe was the name of it, right? And it still makes him 50, 60 bucks a month or something like that. And so, yeah, I don't think this idea is new, but I would say it's very shiny. When I saw it, it immediately clicked for me. I got very excited about it. I knew we had to do a podcast on this. And not only that, I want to come up with an idea. I want you to come up with an idea. In fact, let's go back and forth here. Bring your ideas to the table. And by the end of this, I think we should both pick one and see who can make more money in a short period of time.
All right. So I actually came at this kind of like from a dropshipping angle. So I thought about like things that I've helped people with already, or things that like I've kind of feel like I've figured out, or that, you know, I might've given people advice on in the past. For me, this was actually a little bit difficult because there's one big thing that I help people with and have been for like a decade. And that's been a majority of my life, right? Outside of, you know, like it's kind of like my hobby. And so look, my first idea is kind of an obvious one, but not in the way that we currently do it. So, you know, I've spent a lot of time helping people start businesses. Super obvious. We do it at dropshipbreakthrough.com. If you're just a low bar pod listener and you haven't come across that stuff yet. And before that, I was coaching people just in you know, one-to-one coaching and all this sort of thing for a long time. I've been running businesses, obviously, for a long time as well. And so that was kind of like my first thing that jumped into my head, is creating PDFs, but not for dropshipping. So this is not a dropshipping thing for me, but just creating a series of simple PDFs that help people with probably more online rather than traditional, but like just help people do some of the, get their head around some of the basic things around marketing. So some of the PDF ideas, and I didn't come up with this like as a one PDF thing. As somebody who understands information marketing, it's actually really dumb to have just one product in the information marketing space. You actually want more than one. And the reason for that is like if you have a sales page where you're going to sell a PDF, you should have an upsell on that page, like an order bump on that page, which is another PDF or another little information product. Then you should have an upsell off the back of that. Then you should have a bundle off the back of that. So I actually think the smartest way to do this PDF dropshipping thing is kind of pick a niche like we would in dropshipping or high ticket dropshipping. So have an ideal customer in mind who has a series of pain points or questions that they need help with, that they commonly ask, things they commonly get stuck on, and then have a different product that addresses each of those. And then, you know, you have the opportunity to sell more and more to the same person. And so for each of, I kind of came up with a niche. So I've got three niches and then a series of PDFs that sit inside of those. Just, you might have come at this from a slightly different angle. That's how I came at it. So I came up with like solo health insurance 101, like how to work out health insurance for yourself if you're going to run your own business. Taxes without tiers. So like just taking people through what they need to be thinking about to be tax compliant if they're starting a new business, blah, blah, blah. Some really entry level stuff, like a cash flow first aid PDF, like if you're got a small business and you're struggling with cash flow, what are some of the ways you can fix that? The under $1,500 online launch PDF. So you got a business, whether it's a service-based business, a physical product business, what do you need to do to get it launched? So I've got seven PDF ideas under that particular niche. That would be...
I got one right off the top of my head. I would throw you another two, right? Yeah. One would be the other side of that tax is like how to never pay taxes again by owning a business,
yep.
Right? The other would be fly first class for free, credit card reward hacking, right? Which would be part of the hacking, but also like, you know, then lead them down the business angle of like, actually, if you start a business, this is going to work out even better for you.
Yep. Yep. So that was my idea one is to build some PDFs around that concept. General business.
You know what I hate is like, I think you already won the damn show, like with your first idea. This is not good. This is not, I came with five ideas today, but mine all don't play into a nice little framework like that. Son of a bitch. Most nights, my brain won't shut off. I'm lying there chasing new ideas, diving down rabbit holes, thinking through business problems, all of it. I can't turn it off, and honestly, I don't even want to. I fucking love this stuff. But I do need solid sleep if I'm going to show up as the best version of myself for my wife, for my kids, for my business partners, and for me. So every night I take Kill Switch from Switch Supplements. I've been taking it for years. I take a scoop, I watch a quick YouTube video, and within a half an hour, I'm out. It works every single time. My wife takes it. My employee takes it. We even gave it out at a couple of our live events, and everyone loved it. If you're the same way, you can't turn it off, but you still want to win big the next day, go to switchsupplements.com/lowbar and use the code lowbar to get $10 off your first order. That's switchsupplements.com/lowbar and use the code lowbar. Sleep like you're dead.
All right, what do you got? Right. What do you got? What's your favorite buddy?
If you know me, right, think about back to my presentation in Boulder. Heck, I got a, you probably can't even see it on screen. I got a candle up here that talks about it and this rocket that talks about it, which I can't make my finger go the right way. Your boy likes a little bit of Bitcoin. I enjoy talking about Bitcoin. I enjoy researching Bitcoin. I love thinking about it. And anytime I talk to somebody, they're kind of like, yeah, I've thought about buying that, but how do you buy it and how do you store it and what do you do with it? And most people that I've talked to have these same questions, right? So most people want to own a little bit of Bitcoin, but they just don't know like how to handle it, right? And so I think I could create a guide that is like how to buy and safely hold Bitcoin without getting lost or scammed. There's a lot of scammers out there, but you know, could you break down one, why it matters that you should get it off, or like how to get it on an exchange, why it matters to get it off an exchange, how to buy it, how to move it, how to actually keep it safe. I think that would be a pretty easy ebook that would probably sell pretty well, honestly, if you could frame it right. And not just like, well, of course I know how to buy it. I'm going to buy it on Venmo. Well, first off, you should never buy it on Venmo. You shouldn't buy it on Robinhood. You should buy it where you actually own the Bitcoin, right? And so like explaining it well, I think would be slightly challenging, but the upside of it is pretty obvious to me. I don't know. What do you think? I think I could talk about that shit all day long. So that would be something I could write without AI.
Look, hey, I remember having all of those questions when I first started thinking about this crypto thing. How do I actually do that? Right? I mean, because it's not obvious at all. And it is, you know, I mean, in the beginning, it's a little bit involved. There's a number of steps there to do it safely and all of that sort of thing. And the only thing I'd say with that is I'd probably even think about like how to make that really jump off to the right person would be like, I would even pick like a person for that. Like how to do crypto as a single mom, or how to do crypto as a busy dad, or how to do like find a person, like rather than just making it like this is how you do crypto, like how to do crypto for grandpas. Pick a group that kind of really struggles with, either doesn't have the time and needs it made easy, or like really struggles with that kind of thing. Like is it an age bracket? Is it like a stage of life thing? Is it a whatever? Or is it like, you know, how to do it for like 18-year-olds. I don't know, college kids, like whatever. Maybe not college kids for you because you're too old, but like, you know what I mean? Like that's probably the little twist I would put on that idea.
Learn Bitcoin from Unc. Yeah, I think that's what the kids call us old people now, is Uncs. I like the old man one. I'm a little worried I might lose my Stripe account. Like I've messed around with the old people before. These fuckers like to charge back, man, even if it's $27. So I do like that one though. I think that could really, really work. All right, what do you got next? Give me your next one.
All right, my idea number two was, once again, I was thinking about this along the niche ideas. So I'm a dad. I've got kids. I got lots of kids. I got too many kids. So I have a lot of experience in that place. And I know from, you know, being that person, and obviously when you're a dad, you interact with other dads and things like that. You see a lot of that stuff online. Being a dad is something that, and building connection with your children and something like that, it's not something that comes easily to most men, I think. I think it's something that, you know, women are far more natural at, but for a lot of men, it comes pretty tough. And so that was my kind of, my second idea was, I've got a list of 5 PDFs that I would do for fathers who are wanting to build better connection with their kids. But they're like busy, you know, working a full-time job, you're tired, maybe you're divorced and you're, you know, you don't see your kids all the time. So you've got that physical distance and that sort of thing, but like how to get better at being a dad, essentially. And so once again, I came at this as like, so my PDF ideas are like how to build connection on a busy schedule. Right. So you've only got a small amount of time each day with your kids. Like, how do you use that? What can you do? What are some ideas? All that sort of thing. How to do calm discipline that actually works. So like how to discipline your kids without like just shouting at them, without hitting them, with, you know, any of that sort of shit that actually fucks them up. And makes them not like you even more. Screen, social, and porn. How to navigate through that stuff as a dad. Co-parent like a team. So if you're divorced or you're, you know, separated from your the other parent in your life, how to navigate that, how to still build connection with your kids even though you're not around them all the time, et cetera, et cetera. And then from burned out to present dad, which has certainly been an experience I've been through, I think, a bit. So those are my five PDFs that I would create to sell in that space.
Another fucking banger, dude. You really put some time here. This one fits you though, right? Like I watched you be a dad roughly for a month straight while you were up here for our event. And I've known you for a long time. I didn't expect you to be that good of a dad. I'll be dead honest, man. You're one hell of a dad. You are everything that every one of those PDFs talks about. I've seen you embody all of that. And so I think this would be right up your alley and super easy for you to do. And, you know, if God forbid you wanted to build a brand around it, it'd be really easy for you to do that. Like you're an easy person to want to model in that area. So yeah. This one fits you.
And I think the important thing to say with this, if you're somebody out there and you're thinking about these sort of ideas, like you don't, this is the thing I would say from having done information products for some time as well, albeit different types of information products, more courses rather than this sort of thing. Like you don't have to be the world's best at something. You just have to have done it a little bit better than you know a lot of other people do it. Do you know what I mean? Or answered more of the questions than a lot of other people. And so I wouldn't come at this from the perspective of I'm the world's best dad. Like I'm the best at all this stuff because I'm not. There's still stuff that I'm learning here. But I know from talking to other people that I've answered some of these questions in a way that they haven't been able to yet. And so I am good enough in this space, I think, that I could actually help some people become better and have less of a struggle with it. But it's never about whenever you pick something to talk about, like you with the crypto thing, like you're not going to be, you don't need to be the world's best crypto investor to help people understand, like, how do I open a wallet? How do I safely store my crypto? You just have to have done that bit of it and done it successfully to be able to help other people with it. Anyway, what do you got next?
I don't even think you even need to be good at it, right? Like if there's something that frustrates you that you look at other people and you're like, they're doing it wrong, you should create a PDF on that because there's going to be a whole group of people who are like, fuck yeah, he's right. Think about just the right and the left in America, right? You could create PDFs all around what the right believes and the right are going to buy it and the left are going to promote it for you because they hate it. And you could do the same thing on both sides. It'd be a very, very simple to do. And so I don't think you need to be good at it to your point, but you also like, it doesn't matter if you're bad at it. Like you just have an opinion. There used to be this old radio show I used to listen to where the guy would say, have an opinion and don't suck. That's it. That's all you need to be here. And being polarizing would actually be good. But I genuinely think this one suits you. If you don't pick this one, I'll be shocked. That's my vote for you if I had to vote. But all right, let me throw some back at you. All right, I have five ideas. So I'm going to jump around a little bit. I'll go to my, the easy one. What do I love in business? I love some SEO. I think I could create an e-commerce SEO blueprint. There could be certainly many parts to it. Now you got my brain spinning how to turn this into five ebooks instead of one. But most SEO advice is bloated, it's outdated, or it's written for agencies. This PDF could easily give really any e-commerce owner the playbook for technical SEO, on-page SEO, off-page SEO, links, all simplified, all actionable. It could be literally just like 20 pages of like how to actually rank your store and print money. It's not theory. It's something I've done before. I think that one would be honestly probably really simple to do. Maybe something we should be doing at Dropship Breakthrough is like a lead magnet. I'm not even sure. So that one just seemed too easy, but I had to throw it out there.
But I think you're right. Like that's one of the cool things about SEO. There's not everything, but like there is a lot of stuff, like particularly as you mentioned, like the technical SEO, here's the little bit of code change you do to make LLMs love your, you know, your love ChatGPT loves your store kind of thing. Like there is a bunch of really simple to do stuff there that you could teach somebody via a PDF. There's some more advanced stuff in, you know, SEO, which obviously is a lot more kind of subjective and like you do it one way on one store and a different way on another store or whatever. But I think you're right. It's super obvious for you, but like, that's kind of what makes it good, right? You could pump that thing out real quick. There's people out there who need it. Like who cares if you're already kind of teaching it to people? This is a different avenue. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Hey, John here for just a sec. You know how we're always breaking down these wild business ideas and road testing opportunities that other podcasts won't touch? Well, we're growing our own business here, this podcast, and we need your help. So here's the deal. If the Low Bar podcast has given you that holy shit, I can actually do this moment, or just made your commute less boring, help us out. If you're watching on YouTube, go and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on Spotify, go to our profile page on Spotify and smash that 5-star button. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, hit the review button and leave us a review. It takes you just 30 seconds, costs you nothing, but helps us reach more people who think starting a business is rocket science, which it's not. And it will also give us the momentum we need to do even more fun and crazy business stuff right here for your entertainment. We love to keep it real with you. Now keep it real with us. Let's grow this thing together.
So far, so good. I think we've had 4 great ideas so far. What do you got?
No, they're bad. All right, I'm going to roll in here. This is my third idea that I came up with. And it's kind of, look, honestly, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of related to the last one I did. But this is another one that kind of came to me when I was sitting there thinking about, like, what are the things that I actually know something about that I think I could help people with that are not business, which for me is really hard because that's like business is my hobby. And so like, I'm always like, oh, holy shit. All of my ideas are business ideas, but I wanted to like kick myself out of that. So I talked to my wife a lot, obviously. Kat, shout out to Kat, love you. She's always telling me about what all the other mums are telling her, you know, not like their secrets or anything. I don't want to put her foot in it, but like she tells me a lot of stories over time about like wives, husbands and what they do or don't do and all of this sort of thing. I don't know, Ben, maybe you get this from Heather sometimes. And so
I love where this is going.
Yeah. And so like there's just a lot I hear and it's also another one where I'm like, I don't agree with how people do it a lot and all of this sort of thing. And I'm like, people should be doing it differently. And so it's kind of like my third niche, if you like, was the be a better husband. It's be a better husband. So like 30 to 50 year old men, how to be a better husband. I got to be honest. I fucking hate guys. Like guys fucking shit me to tears. There are so many guys out there who are like, they're married. And I'm just at the age where I'm talking about married guys, not like I'm dating this girl kind of guys, but like married guys, and they sit there and they fucking whinge about their relationship, and then you ask them about what they actually do and they fucking do nothing. Like they're just useless cunts, right? And then they sit there and go, my wife doesn't want to have sex with me, blah 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 blah. It's just like, yeah, okay, so what are you actually doing, bro? Like and I hear about it as well from women, and I'm just like, really, your husband does that or your husband doesn't actually do that? Like, because anyway, so I actually came up, this one was an easy one. Actually, this was an easy one. I got 10 PDF ideas for this one.
Jesus.
Straight out of the gate. I won't read through them all here. But conflict reset for husbands, how to have no drama money talks, how to deal with desire mismatch. I got a list here, but that was my thing. Like, from what I hear, I do this better than a lot of men. I think a lot of men need help here. Once again,
I wanted all this. I wanted to be a fly in the wall as you're talking about this with your wife, and you're like, "Hey, so Ben and I are doing this episode on PDFs, and I was thinking some of these things you were telling me about the men," and she's like, "Let me go." And then was it all Kat's idea, or did this come from you?
No. Look, I will say that she has said to me in the past, because she knows like, oh, you help people do things online, you help people do stuff, and I think we've had conversations where I'm like, oh, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, are there any other business ideas out there that I could do and all of this sort of thing. And we talk about ideas and that. She definitely has said to me, like, you're good at some of these things. You should help other men do that. So that has definitely come up in our conversations before. And that's probably why it was in the back of my mind, I think. Once again, sort of put the caveat out there. Am I saying that John's the world's greatest husband or whatever? No. But certainly I think there's a number of parts of you know, this that I could help people with.
You always left me satisfied, John. I just want you to know.
So. You're my wife.
Is that so? You brought those three.
Those are my three. The business, starting a business, any business, how to be a better dad, how to be a better husband. Those are my three.
All right, I got one more, and then I'll give you the two that I kind of threw on the end here to get your feedback on. So the one more, look, just go back to our last episode. That's a PDF. The Sweat Framework is a PDF. Yeah. If you didn't listen to last week's or whatever, I don't know when these come out, but the last episode was about the Sweat Framework, where you have 5 rules: stakes, wrapped, effortless, audience-driven, trackable, that you can design to film and monetize videos fast the selling point would be by the end of the weekend, you'll know exactly what to make and how to make money doing it. It's not necessarily about going viral. It's like a plug and play system for you to start a business by the end of the weekend. So I think I could turn that sweat framework, thank you, Claude, into a PDF. Thank you again, Claude. I'm sure that's who would make it for me. And I don't think it would be that hard to sell that methodology of like, you can be a creator by the end of the weekend. And like, here's your, I know it's, you're struggling to come up with ideas, but here's exactly how to think through it.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's actually a good one. Yeah. All right. I hadn't thought about that, but that was a good episode. I told you Ben's course was coming on the sweat framework. Here we go.
I think it could work though. I genuinely think that one would work pretty. Honestly, I haven't heard a bad idea out of either of us so far. Maybe this is, we were teaching the wrong drop shipping, my friend. Jesus Christ.
Next up, right, so, Ben and John's digital drop shipping course.
There you go. Just had a digital drop shipping. BK, no.
Yeah, but the funny thing about these as well though is like you could absolutely be using this to grow a physical product drop shipping business. Like you said with your tiny homes, you did this with the Shop Tiny Houses website years and years ago. Like the, you know, I mean, this is not a bad lead generation option if you have physical products to sell to cover some of the cost of acquiring a customer and getting people who are readily identified with the problems your products solve and then, you know, sell them. It's just another way to get in front of people, and then on the back of it, on the back end marketing, market your physical products to them as well. Like there are so many businesses that selling an information product of some sort on the front end could actually help, like service-based businesses, all this sort of stuff. I mean, the way we're pushing it here is like, this is the business, but the reality is this could hook into so many other businesses as a lead generation tool for sure.
I would agree. So this next idea I thought about, it was kind of going down the same line of the Bitcoin one. And that's when I had the aha. I didn't have it as soon as you, of like, oh, there should be a bunch of these here. So this one I feel like kind of ties into that. But it sparked from a question that I read when I was trying to think through this that said, you know, what's something that you've spent a lot of time learning about for fun? Like, you know, watching YouTube videos or podcasts or whatever. And often when I talk about this, people's eyes glaze over and I realize how much time I've been learning about this stuff. And I actually get very frustrated that people don't understand this. And so the idea would be a book titled Why Your Dollar Buys You Half As Much and Who's Actually Screwing You. And so the point of that is, you know, it's very in vogue, if you will, for people to blame corporate greed or the rich for the reason that they can't afford anything nowadays. But that's not who's stealing from you. So this PDF would show you exactly how our government and the Federal Reserve and us leaving the gold standard and printing dollars into existence is actually what's fucking you. And, you know, all the people who are like, well, the government just needs to print more. That's going to make the problem fucking worse and show every, like, I don't know how to do this from an angle where it's not like condescending, but the truth is most people have zero idea how monetary policy works or no idea why a candy bar cost 69 cents when we were kids and now it costs $4. They have no idea why that is. They think it is corporate greed and they think it is, you know, the rich getting richer. None of that could be further from the truth. And so I don't know. I think you could have this as part of either the front end that then leads you to the obvious answer of you should save in hard things such as Bitcoin or gold or something like that. And so then I could pitch the PDF on that one as well, or vice versa. People who are buying that likely want to learn more about this or know a little bit about it and would be interested in it. So I think those two would be tied together.
Yeah. Yeah. I think with that one, where you would have to get to is like, what's the action? So I think a key with like any of these, like if you want to sell like a lower value information product, like a PDF, or it could even be a short course or something, like I think it's easier to market it from the perspective of it's going to help you do something, like it's going to answer a pain point that you have. So like with that idea, like you're kind of educating people about how a system really works, let's say. But like I think you would be able to sell that better if you hooked into it. What does understanding that help you do? And then what are the actions they could take to do that? Do you know what I mean? Like, so because the headline on your sales page has to hook back to like, what is the thing that you're going to walk away from buying this being able to do? Like, what's the problem it's solving for you? Like I think you have to have that with this, with these particular types of products. Like it can't be just a general education exercise. Do you know what I mean? Because there's no reason for somebody to buy that now. Like me understanding the financial system doesn't help me in any way today, unless you hook it to how it's going to help me. Do you know what I mean? So why would I buy it now?
Needs to be outcome based.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can definitely educate people along the way about a whole bunch of stuff, but like there needs to be like a little flip they can do at the end. Right. All right, so I spent my 1 hour consuming this piece of whatever it is, this PDF, and then, you know, what can I do now? Like, I was looking at some examples of businesses that are actually selling these sort of things, and I was obviously, one of my ideas was around parenting, and so some of these were like, you know, some that I found a site that does a lot of volume, apparently, and they had things like, 28-day no yelling parenting challenge, 28-day get your kids to listen challenge, 18-day break your kids' screen addiction challenge, right? They're very outcome-focused, right? They're solving a problem in the title, basically. They're obviously even a little longer than I would want to do. Like 28 days is actually quite a while to get the outcome. But for that thing, maybe it needs to be that long. But if you can do that, like, I think that's what sells it for most people.
It might be better as an upsell too, right?
Yeah, and you're relying on like interruption marketing generally to sell these things, right? And so, you know, if it's a quick fix type thing, when you're doing that kind of interruption marketing on social media or wherever you're promoting these products, like that's what sells it quick. I mean, the low price sells it quick as well. Like it's only going to be $27 or $19 or $9 or $4 or whatever it's going to be, but then like the quick outcome is also what gets people in and says, yeah, okay, I'll grab that because I'm going to get the thing, like, I'm going to know how to do the thing, or I'm going to solve my problem really quickly or whatever.
All right, I lied. I have six ideas. I'll give you one more. This one's very meta. The last one I want you to riff on me with, because it really challenged me deep inside. I think it could be a good thing, but it challenged me. So the first one, just super meta. John, why don't we just teach this fucking method we're talking about right now? It's the $27 side hustle. Teach millennial moms how to make extra money doing exactly what we're doing, selling simple PDFs online. No face, no funnels, no products to ship, just knowledge turned into small digital products that sell for $27. It's not about becoming a digital entrepreneur. It's about reclaiming time, identity, and independence with a business model light enough to fit into real life. What do you think, John? Is this too meta? Do you want to be the dropshipping guys?
Look, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's definitely an idea, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of people that do it already, for sure. Sure.
That's a good thing, I would say, though.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's a reason not to do it. I'm just saying it obviously works. Like, you know, there's...
But I think niching it down, right? Like really getting into millennial moms who, you know, we have a lot of those in our dropshipping course who are, they're trying to do something, right? They want to spend more time with their family. They want to be home. They want to have a side hustle. They don't want to go into some MLM. They don't want to do some of the other things that are you know, popular with that group of women, and they want to do something. And so we get a lot of them in our course. In fact, they're some of our best students, which great. I think you could, if you just hone this into them rather than, you know, some of the stuff we showed you in the beginning, which is talking to everybody and it's some guy in Dubai, like that's not relatable, right? If you know, imagine if we had, you know, one of our female students and she's the face of it, you know what I mean? And like that she's talking, she's going to relate to those millennial moms. She's going to be, you know, much more relatable, I think, than some of these, you know, people we saw in those ads. So I think taking some of the principles that we already teach of like finding the who, the very specific who, and narrowing it down there could work on this one.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Once again, that'd be a pretty natural and easy one to do for us because it plays into things we've already done, our strengths, knowledge, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so that would probably make it a fairly no-brainer kind of one from some perspectives for sure. Definitely have that one on the list.
All right, help me riff on this one because this one challenged me deep inside, but I believe it needs to be out there, but it really challenged me. So I would call it, and I'm just going to read what I wrote down because it's the truth about step-parenting that no one says out loud. Or you could title it, they're not yours and that's okay. So I want to write a brutally honest guide to being a step-parent. The stuff no one says out loud, not the Hallmark version, like the real one. Like you care about those kids. You protect them. You like them, but they're not yours. And your job is to love them anyway, even when it's hard, even when it never feels equal. It's not a parenting book. It's a survival guide for people doing one of the hardest, least understood jobs in the world. And I think you could come at this from, you know, is it my role, which I'm a step-parent to some kids? Can I talk about my angle in that and talk to dads? Could I go the other direction and like help people like my wife who says she's learned a lot from me because I, whatever, call me autistic, whatever it is, I can't lie. I'm going to tell you whatever's on my mind. And so I tell her the stuff that is, you know, taboo or like stuff people don't talk about. I tell her the truth of my feelings inside. And she said that's really helped her understand what it's like to be in my shoes. And so I don't know whether you market to the mom, market to the dad, or don't do this at all because my 10-year-olds might grow up someday and read this and then get fucked up because they, you know, they took it the wrong way. Like that's where I'm really struggling with this because there's like real feelings in here of, you know, I love my stepkids, but I don't love them the same way I love my own kid. And that's like a biological thing. And so, you know, I certainly, you know, maybe it's not my wife telling me stories from the other guys at school, like you had mentioned before, but I've certainly seen stories where, you know, women have said, I don't understand what his problem is. Why doesn't he do this? Or, you know, some men do this. Why doesn't he do it? And I just don't think they understand what it's like. And I bet there's a whole other side of this too, of like, you know, dads who are, you know, have their own kids and then they bring a stepmom into the equation. She has her own feelings as well. I think there's probably two sides to this. This one's super challenging for me because I've been very open with it, you know, with you, with some other people where I've talked to about some of the challenges with it. Sure. But again, could one of my stepkids read it and take it the wrong way? That is genuinely a fear I have. But I think it would sell. I think, you know, what is it? 60% of people get divorced nowadays. So there's no shortage of divorced people out there who have stepkids. I think it's pretty commonplace to have a mixed family at this point. And so, I don't know. What do you think of that one?
Yeah, I think it's a great one. And I think you're right. I think there's a whole bunch of stuff there that generally isn't talked about or generally isn't well understood by either side of the equation, like the biological parent or the step parent. You know, like I think there's a goes both ways. I would actually do one of each. Like I would launch that as I made one for the person who's becoming a step parent and I made one for the person who's the biological parent who's entering a relationship where they're going to have a step parent in their life. Who's going to be parenting their kids, but isn't actually obviously their biological parent. I'd do two versions of that because I think you're right. I think it's a different thing from both sides. And it's like, as a biological parent, it's impossible. It is impossible. And once again, I can tell you this from experience. It's impossible to put yourself in the shoes of a step parent. Like you can't understand that if you haven't done it. Likewise, if you're a step-parent who's never been a biological parent, you're also not going to understand what the biological parent thinks and feels either. It's going to be hard for you to relate on that as well, right? Because it is different. It just is like from an evolutionary scientific perspective, it's a different relationship. And so that's definitely an idea that would help a lot of people. You know, like, I mean, I think people would be interested in that for sure. Yeah, I think I wouldn't worry so much about your kids. I mean, that's all down to you and how you talk to them about it as well as they get older. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you've just said it on a public podcast anyway, so.
I've said it to them too. In lesser words, I've explained that he's my biological kid. Hey, how do you look at your dad compared to how you look at me? There's something there, right? You feel something different. And they're like, yeah, I do feel it. I'm like, okay, well that's built into you, right? That's part of biology.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I say, I mean, I wouldn't worry about that so much. That's really down to the job that you do between now and whenever they're at an age where they might understand that on a different level or see what you've done or whatever. I mean, that wouldn't be a reason not to do that one for me.
Gary Vee wrote a kid's book called Meet Me in the Middle, where it's like the same story from the two characters in the story. So if you read it one way to the middle, you read this guy's whole point of view. And if you read the other side of the other, it's the other person's point of view. I actually think you could kind of do that on this, representing both sides as well. You're going to get to the same point, right? Like in the end, you're going to get to the point where it's like, I love you more than anything in this world and I care about those kids. And she's going to say the same thing back. Or however, vice versa, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to end up at the same point. So not a terrible idea. I did take one little quick note that I think you could do whatever you do here, you could put this on Kindle. So the same way Corey and I put the composting toilet guide on Kindle, the same way my buddy Bo put backyard chickens and backyard ducks on Kindle, whatever you create here, you could put on Kindle and have a completely new profit center on any of these things that you're not promoting as much. It's a little more keyword heavy, right? And there's some manipulation you need to do on Amazon to get reviews and rank or whatever. But you don't have to, you know, either run Facebook ads or Instagram ads or you know, go do TikToks or create reels or shorts or anything to promote this. I think it's a whole nother avenue that I just wanted to throw in here of anybody who's actually thinking about doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, but we're actually going to do it. So this is going to be a thing that we're going to do here. Ben and I are going to pick one of these ideas that we've had. We're going to go and do it. We're going to create it. We're going to try PDF dropshipping. And we're going to be talking about it as we go through on the show here. We're going to come back. We're going to look at the results. Were we able to make any money doing this? Are we complete fuck ups and we just screwed it completely and lost money doing this? So you're going to get to see it all and hear about it all, Ben. It's decision time.
For reference, I scheduled that show in to come out on the very last day of the year. So we'll record a little earlier.
Yeah,
but nice. It gives us, I think, 50, 60, 70 days to do this from the time we're recording this. So I'm going to be honest with you, John. I prepped for this show and I did not prep my decision for this show. So fuck. God damn it. I like them all, honestly. What if you had to pick, if you were in my shoes, would you pick the one that you think will be the most successful over time, the one that'll be most successful in these 50-60 days, or one that has like room to grow? Because it's kind of three different things here.
Yeah, look, I mean, the other one I'd probably throw in there as well is like which one do you feel the most excited about? I mean, I think that's always for me, anytime I'm going to do any business, I'm like, and I've got some options, I'd be thinking about which one would I actually do. I just like the idea of, or would I enjoy the most, which would be the most fun, right? I mean, that kind of is a little criteria for me as well. Like, I agree with you. I think long-term staying power, it would be a consideration, but for the purpose of this challenge of the next 50 to 60 days, I'd probably put ahead, which one do you think you can make money on in the shortest amount of time, right? Or which would be the easiest to produce that you could get out there live in the shortest amount of time possible, make some sales, come back on this show and say, I made $4,000 a day at 95% profit margin, which I think sure. is still bullshit. But anyway.
Oh, man. I think if I had to pick, I would pick the SEO one, but I would need your permission. We're in business together, right? And so, like, are you cool with me teaching a model we already teach, or would that fall under our umbrella? I would have to get, like, some permissions from my business partner before I went out and said, I'm going to sell this on the side, but it's kind of the same shit we're already selling. That would be a little weird. So if it wasn't that one, man, I fucking love all three of these, John. I'm not going to lie. The one I'm most passionate about, like, to use your point, I like talking about Bitcoin. I could talk about it all day long. So I think the Bitcoin one would probably be... I'm going to throw it to you. You know what? Give me like 13 seconds, 13, 14 seconds to think. Why don't you tell me what you're going to pick? I promise I'll have a decision when you're done. Fucking hell. This is hard. This is really hard, man. I like all
of this. It is hard. It is hard. It sucks when you've got a bunch of good ideas and how do you pick one? I mean, sometimes I would almost like flip a coin and be like, I'll just let the coin toss decide.
I do have a coin in front of me. I'm doing this right now. I got a dime right here, baby.
Yep.
It's SEO, baby. We're doing the SEO one. We'll have to figure out how we treat this one.
Yeah. Well, I would be the same. I mean, some of the other ones I came up with were like how to start a business or starting a business thing. I mean, that's not exactly the same, but it's a little bit different. It's kind of related. I'm going to go with the dad one.
I can see how hard you're thinking about this, too. That's hilarious that we came up with such good ideas that we like all of these things.
I really want to do the business one. Like that's the self-interest in the back of my brain, because I'm like, even though it would be like a standalone thing, I could still funnel all of those leads to listen to this podcast or, you know, Dropship Breakthrough or, you know.
I feel like if you don't pick the business one, I can't pick the business one. Like it's too, you know, it's too conflated. I'm in my zone of genius and you're not. That's not fair, you know.
All right. Well, I'll do the business one then. I'll do my business one if you do your business one.
All right. Well... there's gonna be an edit in next week's show. We actually changed our mind. Yeah, I don't mind doing the business one. I don't mind doing the sweat one. I don't mind doing the Bitcoin one. I wouldn't be shocked if I'm just sitting on my computer.
No, you know what? No, we both have to do something that's not business. I think you're right. Okay. I think because that's too easily, and we're kind of relying on our existing leverage. I think we should come at this for the purpose of a challenge, in a space that we've never done anything in before.
Would you put the sweat one in that category?
Because this is how these people market these PDF dropshipping things, right? Like they'll be like, oh, it doesn't matter. Like you don't have to have existing knowledge. Like this should be something that anybody can do. That's what we're trying to either prove or disprove. Does this work for anybody? Can anybody just pick this up and do it? So I'm going to go with the dad one. You've got to pick one of your ones that's not business. Bitcoin or...
Would you say the sweat one is too businessy then?
I would say not, because you've never done it. You're not the YouTube guy. And you haven't actually applied your framework successfully yet.
All right, that makes me feel very uncomfortable that you said that out loud. So now I can't pick that one. That is not authentic enough for me. I'll do the Bitcoin one.
Bitcoin for Ben.
All right.
Bitcoin Ben.
Well, how are we going to measure this, right? Like, are we tracking sales or like ad spend, time invested? What do you want to track here?
I think we should, well, obviously we should definitely track profit loss, as well as we should track revenue, we should track profit / lost. I think a realistic look at the time investment would be interesting, because once again, this business model, if you like, is commonly promoted online as something, oh, just get AI to write it for you and then start selling it. So this is really, I've seen this promoted as this takes 2 hours. In total, to set this business up and make sales, right? So I would like to put that to the test. Like, how much time legitimately is actually involved here? No doubt you can use AI to help you with a ton of this, but like, you know, I'd like to track time, revenue, profit, loss. And I'm at least going to document me doing a lot of this stuff on the side. So if you're listening into this show and you want to see how it goes and you don't want to just wait until the end of the year when we talk about the overall results, I'm actually going to document me doing this, like 1 minute a day kind of thing every so often. So it'll go up on the channel as well. If you're on our YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube. You'll see that stuff. You'll get to see me succeed or fail in real time.
We are Low Bar Pod or Low Bar Podcast on pretty much every channel. So, you know, put them in the description. Make sure you go follow on whatever preferred channel it is that you want to follow on. I'll do the same thing. I'll be like, you know, here's how long it took me to write this thing. Here's the back and forth I did with the LLM. Because I'm going to use AI for a bit of it. But at the same point, I've got a lot of personal experience here. I don't mind buying a wallet and literally moving some Bitcoin on a wallet and showing my seed phrase. You know, whatever. I'll put $50 on there. If somebody steals my $50, I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not afraid to show how it all works. And so... yeah, I'm excited. I think this could be good. I genuinely think, you know, are we going to make $4,595 a day? I don't, yeah, maybe. Maybe one of us like hits the jackpot here, but more likely it's just we prove a point that you can make some extra money, that business is indeed simple. And in fact, people are just fucking lazy. Like that, you just got to do something, right? You can just do shit.
Like, I got to say, I like, if I don't make any money at this, I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah, me too.
It's gonna be a bit of a hit to my ego because I've sold a lot of stuff online over the years. if I can't win, at least be profitable at doing this, I'm gonna feel sad. It might happen, but I'm just gonna put it out there. I'm probably gonna be sad for like a week or so.
Well, this one, I think the show comes out. We're recording a little early to get a jump start on this pod, but I think this comes out in early November. If you're listening to this, I want to see what you do too. Leave a comment on YouTube, leave a comment on Spotify, message us wherever. We'll have a community going here at some point. If it's probably already in the description. I want to see someone in our audience do the same thing and challenge us. Can you beat John and Ben by the end of the year? I think it's totally possible. Neither one of us know what we're doing, so this should be great. But I'm excited about it.
Hey, real quick, while I have you here at the very end of the show, John and I are trying to grow our social media channels. We're also sharing what we're doing from some of these podcasts on the social media. So we'd love to have you follow us. You can find us at Low Bar Podcast on TikTok and on X, and you can find us at Low Bar Pod on Instagram and on Facebook. Of course, all of these will be in the show notes of every episode. So if you could give us a follow, maybe like a few posts. Obviously, we're trying to grow our business too. Thank you so much for listening and following along and helping us grow what John and I are trying to build here.